Okay, sweetie, here goes side number 5. This is still 1 June, 2 o'clock in the morning. I now have in front of me a box of sea rations. I've got some lovely wieners and beans. I got some pretty old, dried up, old, what's it called? It's called date pudding. It's the driest date pudding you ever saw in your life. Consists of date, sugar, flour, eggs, farina, vegetable shortening, raisins, orange peel, non-fat salad, milks, salt, leavening, and artificial flavor. And a cup of coffee and some cookies. And my good old accessory package full of cigarettes, matches, chewing gum, toilet paper, coffee instant, cream substitute, dry, non-dairy, some or other, sugar. Oh yeah, in other words, non-dairy, dry cream, sugar and salt. That's kind of the standard way they put these packages together. Actually, they've got it all figured out that if you eat this once, if you eat these for meals, you will never starve, and you can put them in a little box, so, oh, the box is pretty small. I haven't finished them yet. I got a cup of coffee here, and I'm settled down to tape my 5th side. Didn't know I had that much to say, really. What I plan to do is sit down and read some of these letters and answer them specifically, especially Weezer's letter. In a couple of years, they're very good. Weezer sure knows how to describe things. God bless her. They really help. Ed must have simply been a riot. You and Ed must have been a riot at that party. You just sort of mentioned you were at a party and that you got very drunk, but you didn't mention that you were a riot, too. Tell me all about how you like sex, Whitney. I appreciate that. I wonder, who taught you all about sex? Seems like about 100 years ago, but I think I had something to do with it. And I feel that I've accomplished something, by golly. Old Iron Pants Kay is now announcing to the whole world she likes sex. That's just fine. Hold on, I want to read these letters and see what I'm going to tell you. Well, the first one is dated Friday, May 19th, 10:30 p.m. I got this yesterday. That was the 30th, so that one took a little longer than usual. Of course, I've been gone for, had been gone for 3 or 4 days, so don't know when it came in. Couple comments here as this darn thing goes around. At that party of Kayla's, I'm sorry I missed the boat. I didn't send anything for her graduation. I'd sure like to see a picture of that, though. I can see her blushing the whole time she's singing these songs. And Colleen, she's really quite a gal, isn't she? Getting all those 7 other kids already? Damn. She's really grown up. Jim Bonin's wedding, I'm glad to hear that it's better than you thought. I don't think the whole story is told yet. From this far away, I would say that, but you're closer than I am. I hope Phil and Don Woodley understood, and hope they invite you again. They're very nice people, as you know, and I think it's important we do know them for that reason. Tom Hart's something else again. I get sad every time I think of him. I hope he wrote me a letter. I'm glad he got my letter. I was a little bit afraid it got lost at sea or something. He's a good man, but I wish he'd settle down and decide that he's going to have to settle for something less than a pipe dream. He's going to have to accept that any decision he makes is going to have to be made, and then the devil take the hindmost. He decided that with Diane, and it turned out to be a good thing. Maybe he will. I'd like to sit down and talk to him sometime. I think it's going to be few and far between that we do. I'm glad you enjoyed O'Connell's, you know, those people. Yeah, I certainly did. Sounded like you really had a good time. Son of a gun, that's one I didn't want to miss, but I guess I'm going to. Now who am I going to marry? I'm supposed to marry Marie, and now she's gone and got herself married. We'll have to look around for a substitute again, okay? All right. I think I've commented all that's commentable in there, except I love you. Thank you very much. I need that. I'm going to turn this off and read your next letter. Hold on. By the way, that last letter was a very, very good letter, sweetie. You sound like you had a ball, and you really describe things for me. Thank you. Next one's on, says May 20th. Wait a minute now. That can't be. Let me see my calendar. By the way, I'm going to send my calendar in this bunch. May's through now. 20th. It's Saturday, by golly. Yep, okay. Alright. You described Tom and Diane and what a good marriage they have, and I'm glad to hear that. I thought maybe they would. I think they've been frank enough with each other to iron out any difficulties they have. She's a pretty strong-minded woman, but I don't think she'll lead Tom around by the nose. I think she knows the difference. Somehow I didn't think Tom would marry Diane. I didn't think they were that close together. But it's definitely not puppy love. They're on a mature type, admiration, a mutual admiration society, which is good. And I think there's real love there, or at least there was when I saw them. It sounded like a typical art celebration. They really know how to celebrate and have a good time. I'm glad they included you in, and I'm glad that you felt so much at home with these people, because I certainly do. I know exactly how you feel, sweetie. I felt that same thing last July when I was at Tom's wedding, and I imagine you feel that even more acutely than I did, because I could come back and tell you about it right away. They are our friends, aren't they? Say, by the way, congratulations to Pat and Dick for their wedding. I know I haven't said a damn thing about them. I did get their card. It was very good, and a very excellent letter, Pat and Dick. I'm happy for you. You know that. And I think you're going to have a very fine time. I have about not more than 4-hour lecture about how to adjust to marriage, which you probably heard 15 times already. The part that Kay hasn't told you, I think I've told you 15 times, so you know the story, my story. Anyway, that sense of humor at the honeymoon is really important, wasn't it? Anyway, he says they had a good time and their honeymoon was full of shit, as far as I'm concerned. They maybe had a good time after the first day or so, but at first that's a little rocky, at least was for us. Pat said her usual one word on the tape from Ed. Hi, Pat. Dick was a little more verbose. Say, that's pretty nice. I didn't even know you knew how to skate, Dick. Now you're a high commissioner of the whole hockey league. My golly, you probably travel from city to city and give lectures, or maybe go on the banquet circuit off season. Always mention Ed, though. He gets pretty touchy when he's number two. Too bad you're number two in baseball. I wouldn't get so darn excited about baseball. That's a lousy sport. Hockey's a more important sport. That's a man's sport where you bump together and all that sort of stuff. Baseball is just number 10 sport. I wouldn't get so excited about that. So you'll lose a game here and there. When I get back, I'll probably won't have much time for baseball. I'm sorry. I don't like the sport very much, and I certainly don't want to watch you show off your kids at their ability to perform. Say, by the way, what happened to Jack that he turned out to be a pitcher? That's something I didn't know about. Let's see now, what's Jack? He's 8, 9? By golly, 9 or 10. So by golly, he ought to be able to pitch pretty soon. Holy.